Chapter 4. Bell's Later Life. Bell started telling people all over the world about his new invention. He demonstrated the telephone for friends, scientists, and the general public all over the United States. In June 1876, Bell showed his telephone at the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia. Bell won a prize for his invention. On October 6, 1876, Bell and Watson held the first two-way telephone conversation. Soon, people wanted telephones in their homes and offices. Caption: Bell's wife, Mabel, was hearing impaired from the age of four. She was one of the first children in the United States to learn to lip-read. Bell was her teacher. Feature box: the graphophone. Bell called his graphophone the greatest invention I have ever made. It improved Thomas Edison's phonograph and transmitted sound through light waves. Unfortunately, the machine only worked when the sun was shining. The telephone had made Bell rich. Bell could now spend all of his time inventing things. Bell set up the Volta Laboratory. He invented many things at his laboratory, including the graphophone, which recorded and played back sound. He also invented an audio meter, which could test hearing.